Live from KQED News, I'm Annalise Finney. Nearly 100 potentially illegal campaign donations to Oakland politicians may have come from a person at the center of the FBI raids in Oakland earlier this month. A story published today by the news site The Oakland Side ties Andy Duong, the son of California Waste Solutions founder, to the Music Cafe, a karaoke bar that state regulators raided in 2018. Investigators allege Duong funneled money through the cafe to several current and former Oakland City Council members, including Mayor Sheng Tao, whose home the FBI also raided on June 20th. The Oakland Side reports that none of the elected officials who received donations have been accused of violating campaign's finance rules in relation to the raids. San Francisco Supervisor Joel Engardio is trying to start a new annual tradition in the city, a 4th of July parade on the Oceanside Great Highway. KQED's Juan Carlos Lara reports from today's parade.
The parade included band performances, people-powered floats, addresses from various city leaders, and attracted dozens of families. Engardio says the city hasn't had a 4th of July parade since 1976. On weekends, the Great Highway, usually a thoroughfare for drivers on the city's west side, closes to cars and turns into a promenade for residents. Engardio says he wants to make the car ban there permanent.
We can make this work. We can get drivers where they need to go and have an iconic Oceanside Park that benefits the entire community.
In November, residents will vote on a proposition that could make the Great Highway car-free for good. I'm Juan Carlos Lara, KQED News.
There's more news online at kqed.org. I'm Annalise Finney, KQED News.